well as those on the phone line to the press conference by Pioneer Hybrid and Farm Journal Media. When we announced this press conference several weeks ago, we mentioned that we would make an announcement of a significant agricultural industry initiative, and that is what we intend to do today. And to make that announcement, we have Frank Ross, Vice President, Pioneer North American Operations, and Andy Weber, President and CEO of Farm Journal Media. A press release about this announcement should have been issued to all of you, all of the ag media, as well as the business media through PR Newswire. So without further ado, let me turn this over to Frank Ross to talk about the announcement that we have today.
Thanks, Jerry. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Frank Ross, Vice President of North America for Pioneer Hybrid. This afternoon, Pioneer Hybrid is announcing a multi-year sponsorship and grant to the Farm Journal Legacy Project. This is an outstanding project that is addressing succession planning in a period of time where we are going to see the largest transfer of farm wealth in American history. For over 80 years, Pioneer Hybrid has been focused on bringing our customers and the agricultural community the best products and services in agriculture. We do that to improve the productivity and profitability of agriculture in the past and in the future. As we look at agriculture today and the growing population, a rising and a growing middle class globally, the demand for protein, but the demand for agricultural products will continue to grow at a rapid pace. It is critically important that U.S. farmers continue to play a vital and critical role in the growth of agricultural products globally. We believe that our commitment and partnership in this effort to make sure we have a smooth transition of farms, of leadership and knowledge in American agriculture is critically important. As we look at our customer base today, over 80% of those customers tell us that they would like to pass their farms on to the next generation. That's why we're so excited about this opportunity, where we can be a critical part of the largest effort to really educate and bring resources to those folks. The concept of legacy is fundamental to Pioneer's culture. It is not new. When I am traveling, if any of us on the Pioneer team or meeting with customers, it's really interesting as we hear from them how their fathers and grandfathers planted Pioneer products. And we've been in a partnership for a number of years. And that does not just apply to our customers, but it also applies to our sales reps who are multi-generational representatives of Pioneer in their local communities, as well as our employees. Now, as we think about the growing demand for agricultural products and how those folks interact in their local communities, this is another piece that's critically important for American agriculture to prosper and be successful. We need to make sure we have the continuity and the resources that those folks that are in those rural American communities are leadership to address the problems facing agriculture and their communities today. So just as Pioneer is dedicated to make sure we deal with successful farmers by bringing them the right product on the right acre, we are also excited and dedicated to multi-generation farming and production agriculture improvements. It is absolutely critical that our customers have good succession plans, that they're focused on that transition, and that we do it in a way that does not interrupt what we have built in U.S. and Canadian agriculture to supply what the world needs. With that, I'd like to say thanks for being here today. At Pioneer, our employees and our sales representatives are excited to be a part of this, and I'd like to turn it over to Andy Weber with Farm Journal Media.
Thank you, Frank. Before I refer to my notes and get into the basics of the Legacy Project, I would like to publicly and profoundly thank Frank Ross and Pioneer Hybrid for coming to bat and underwriting this important initiative.
Thank you.
The Farm Journal Legacy Project will be the single largest advocacy initiative of its kind in agriculture today. Over the next decade, Farm Journal will devote hundreds of multimedia content offerings to raising awareness and provide education, and more importantly, tools and practical solutions to help hundreds of thousands of farmers address the problem of succession planning and be able to pass the farm on to the next generation. The goal of the Farm Journal Legacy Project is simple: cultivating multi-generational success in the agricultural community, something that's incredibly important to Farm Journal Media, as well as Pioneer, more importantly, to the industry that we all make our living in. What's behind this initiative? 2 years ago, we began to cover legacy planning and succession planning as routine coverage within Farm Journal magazine. Kevin Spafford began, who I'll introduce to you in a minute, began writing a column for Farm Journal magazine. Normal type coverage, except we were not prepared for the groundswell of emotion in reaction to the editorial that we were publishing in terms of how this really brought to bear and brought to the forefront the problem in agriculture and the emotional issue of succession planning. With that groundswell of feedback, we decided to do research on the issue with the idea of bringing it more to the forefront. You all know the average American farmer is 58 years old, but what we found out in the research is that two-thirds of those farmers were third generation or older. The farms had been in their families for three or more generations. And 80% of those farmers had planned to pass on that farm to the next generation. But only 20% of the American farmers felt that they had a succession plan in place and the tools in place to be able to successfully pass along that farm. And a full 40% of American farmers have nothing in place in terms of succession planning. Now, one of the buzzwords in agriculture today is sustainability. Everybody's on the sustainability bandwagon. And most people, sustainability has many definitions. It's interpreted very widely. But usually sustainability in agriculture is tied to production agriculture. But I would maintain to you, what could be more important to the sustainability of American agriculture than the sustainability of the American farmer? So with that in mind, we launched the Legacy Project. We made the commitment to the Legacy Project 2 years ago, but without the foresight and without the unbridled support of Pioneer Hybrid, this project would reach only a fraction of its potential. And again, I thank Pioneer for partnering with us on this. The Legacy Project will engage farm business owners in a step-by-step process that starts with gauging one's readiness to even begin succession planning all the way through the implementation of a succession plan. It'll cover a wide range of related issues along the way, including vision and mission, profit maximization, profit objectives, capitalization, retirement planning, and as important as all of those, as any of those, family dynamics and the emotion of trying to pass along the family farm to the next generation. Farm Journal will leverage all of its resources over the next decade to first raise the awareness, then provide education and actual practical tools to address this important initiative. We will hold, with Pioneer's help, dozens of hands-on workshops, scores of articles in Farm Journal, Top Producer, and Dairy Today magazines, a special annual issue of Farm Journal devoted to legacy planning, devoted to succession planning, that benchmarks the problem and then it gives a report card, if you will, of how we're addressing the problem year by year, as well as other practical tools and resources on legacy planning. We will do print and online interactive workbooks. We'll have a dedicated website to the Legacy Initiative, and we'll publish a weekly e-newsletter on legacy planning. One of the most exciting and probably the most visible tactic that we're able to employ in this program, again, with the help of Pioneer, is we will be creating a brand new 13-series annual television program on the legacy planning issue. And this will be broadcast to our full distribution network, including our 150-odd network affiliates and broadcast distribution, RFD TV, which has full satellite and direct TV distribution, as well as cable outlets. That show will air once a month, and it will be repeated once a month for the long term. So that's the scope of the Legacy Project. I would like to introduce the gentleman here to the right of me who is not presenting, but is here to answer questions, who is part of the, a big part of the brain trust of legacy planning, Kevin Stafford. And Kevin owns a business called Legacy by Design. He's done legacy planning for how long, Kevin, in agriculture?
5 years.
5 years in agriculture, dedicated to agriculture, for both producers and a lot of retailers. He's been a very visible columnist in Farm Journal magazine and has done a number of seminars for us. And with Kevin's help, we're about to put the legacy planning project to another level, thanks to Pioneer. So finally, I cannot thank Pioneer enough for stepping up to the plate to help us realize the legacy planning goal of cultivating multi-generational success in the agricultural community. Thank you.
And with that, we'll open up the questions in the room. And if none there on the phone line, are there any questions in the room?
First off, congratulations. It sounds like this is much needed. I have a question for our expert, though. Why are farmers so hesitant to get into this?
And the question is why are farmers so hesitant to begin planning for succession?
Big question. In fact, that's probably one of the biggest questions. I think it's very difficult, first off, for professionals that help farmers get their arms around it because it is so big, so encompassing. And so for the farmer who is paying attention to his operation, to his business, growing the business, it's very difficult to sit back and say, now I'm going to plan for the next generation when I've got, you know, it's one of those things that we know we've got to do. We've got to get on the list where we've got to do it today. So it's very difficult. There's a lot involved with a comprehensive plan.